Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning. Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Third hour is always sponsored by our friends at NEBCO.
NEBCO!
Now hiring at Concrete Industries for precast production laborers. Check them out at concreteindustries.com or NEBCOinc.com. Thanks again to Governor Jim Pillen for joining us for the entire 7 o'clock hour. He was wonderful.
Was awesome.
Wonderful.
What's the deal with the governor? He's very, conversationalist.
He was good.
Talk economics of the economics of selling tickets outside the stadium.
That,
I like that. That was very good.
He had some kind words for Mike Riley.
Oh, very kind. Pathologically nice was the term that Governor Jim Pillen used for Mike Riley.
He thought the hire was horrible. Out of the box, he thought horrible. Yeah. Like Tom Stevens.
Well, it worked out.
Yeah. Remember Tom Stevens' epic rant?
Mike Riley.
Tom Stevens on the air.
On the air.
Went full in on
he was
this
midday
is not going to work.
Yeah, he was just, you could not talk to him. He was inconsolable.
I was drawing cards, getting ready for, I think, the Big Ten championship game, which that didn't go very well. But anyway, I look up, I'm in my office, and I look up, and it comes across on ESPN. I thought, I'm in my office at Wisconsin working, I was coming across that Nebraska's just hired Mike Riley. I remember I got up out of my chair and walked down to the coach Dave Aranders, now the head coach of Baylor.
Okay, you were okay.
And I said, did you guys see who Nebraska just hired? I go, I think he was getting fired at Oregon State.
I think he might have been.
He was on the bubble of getting fired at Oregon State.
Kind of was.
And all of a sudden, he lands an epic job. Talk about a retirement job. He walked out of it probably about $10 million or so. I mean,
oh, it was great.
You know, he was 7-0 his second year at Nebraska. It did not work very well, but he was 7-0 in 2016 and a top 10 team in the country.
Yeah. I mean, when it happened, I didn't have the reaction that you had or the governor had. It was more, okay, maybe Ikorst knows something I don't. That maybe,
but
this
it was
is
just
a magical very, hire of
very
some
surprising.
Sort.
I know in the business, everyone was like, that's who Nebraska hired?
Yeah.
That was a odd.
That was really odd.
Let's do this.
Okay, we have for the last several weeks been doing on Tuesdays at our 8 o'clock segment our Big Ten power rankings, which I'm sure will have a lot of chaos this week, a lot of movement. We've had teams that were at the bottom that are now going to go up. Teams that were up are going to go down. Do we start at the top with our power rankings? It's got to be
top
Ohio
four.
State.
We always go first four.
First four. Now, Indiana could reserve the right to be number one, but but they are not at this point, right?
I think we got to go Ohio State.
I'm still staying Ohio State.
Stool is aligned on Ohio. I mean, that's very important that we have alignment on number one.
I'm fine with that. Yeah, Indiana deserves to be in the conversation.
Number two.
Indiana's number two. Now,
clear.
Number three, is it still Oregon? Or it's got to be Oregon, right?
Absolutely. That's clear.
Yeah, it has to be Oregon.
Here's where it's going to get interesting. Okay. Who's four? I have a take.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going Illinois.
Oh, God.
I'm going Illinois.
Make the case, please.
Illinois last week. What'd they do? They played last week or not?
What's that? They're basically everybody's in a two-loss system of somewhere.
Make the case.
And then you can't put them ahead of USC. I mean, put USC ahead of them.
Illinois beat USC.
So that's my reason.
They did not play last week, so Illinois was off last week.
They held Ohio State to 290 yards of offense.
Yep.
So I'm going to give them some credit for that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sign off yet. Keep going.
Because the next part is like that. The only team you could really maybe put up there is what is Michigan or USC. That's who would be.
I can't put USC there.
And
right
I can't.
Now.
We can't put USC ahead of Illinois.
No, I'm fine with Illinois here.
The only one I'd say is Michigan.
Michigan just got beat by USC handily 2 weeks ago, though.
They did. So on their home, you know, not on their home field.
On the road, yeah.
But they came back and beat Washington. I'm okay with Illinois.
Illinois 4.
Illinois. Wow, Illinois gets a bump.
Illinois, a big bump.
And they have a 53-point loss on their docket.
God, think about Illinois, though. I don't know if you could sell them as a playoff team. Right?
No.
Right now, it's going to be like for the Big Ten to get four in, it's going to take a lot. Somebody's going to have to go on an epic run for that to happen. Nebraska's still in that equation.
So are we going to the bottom now or not? We get the top four?
Bottom four.
Okay, bottom four is next in our Big Ten power rankings. Wisconsin's 18, right?
100.
Okay, no,
but they
no
sent the letter out, so maybe do we bump them to 17 with the letter?
I don't think so. Nope. I think they might have put them at 19.
They've been
now.
Shut out back-to-back games. It's hard to make a case for them to be any higher. Who's 17?
Michigan State is in that conversation, right?
They're 17.
Are they 17th? We go with Michigan
State. That's who
State. We had last Rutgers week. Rutgers also.
I'm fine with that, with Michigan State.
Michigan State's at 17. Okay.
I'm running. I'm doing the math.
You guys
here.
Are sitting really close to each other on this.
Yeah,
one.
We I'm are. Like, it's yeah. awkward, but
it's not that awkward.
You're sharing
everything.
The same. Okay.
So I think 17.
Okay, we got 17.
Michigan State. And 16 is really hard. I mean, okay, we got 17. I think 16 and 15 is really.
Is Rutgers in this conversation yet or not?
Yes.
But how about they Purdue?
Purdue's probably 16.
Purdue just got beat. They didn't.
They
score.
Got shut out against Northwestern. They got to be 16.
Say yeah. no more.
Yeah. Purdue's at 16.
15 has to be Rutgers.
Yep, I'm going Rutgers 5th.
Now.
Sip, you good with that, Sip? Rutgers?
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, Jake. Yes.
Okay,
thanks.
Let's go back to the top.
Okay.
Who's 5th?
Okay, so we got Ohio State, Indiana, Oregon, Illinois. We need 5.
I think it's got to be Michigan.
I think it's Michigan. Michigan beats Washington 24-7.
Who else would it be? Would it be Iowa?
Iowa.
In the conversation.
I'm still going Michigan.
Okay, I'm okay with Michigan.
I think Michigan 5th, but I'm going Iowa 6th.
Michigan, impressive win against Washington.
It was impressive. I watched it.
Okay, impressive. I listened. It seemed impressive.
There's never a time I thought Washington could beat him.
Me and Sean were listening to that on the way back.
Real quick, stats from that game. Washington had 249 yards, 417 for Michigan.
Yeah. Okay.
Dominant.
Okay, we got 5.
I think it's Iowa.
Okay.
Are you putting Iowa above USC? So Michigan's 5, 6 and 7, probably Ooh. Iowa, USC. Which Ooh. One is it?
Okay.
Whoa. I know it's USC, Bill. Come on.
If they play neutral field, you're taking USC. The only way you take Iowa. So, okay, neutral field is USC. At home, it's USC. USC goes to Iowa. I'm taking Iowa. It's 2 out of 3. I'm going USC.
USC.
Okay, now the only pushback I'd say is what I heard yesterday on our shows. Is that USC just got obliterated up front on both sides of the ball against Notre Dame? Does that give you pause?
They only lost by 10. It was a competitive game.
Okay.
They
didn't get torched.
You got to give them some credit.
Oh, they kind of did. They gave up 300 rushing yards.
Yeah, but they lost by 10 points.
They gave up 300 rushing.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary
yards. But the week before, they held Michigan to like
nothing.
100 yards.
USC.
Rushing.
USC is 6. So Iowa 7 then?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
Hang on. Where's USC?
Right now, we've got
where
eight,
we got to get Washington?
Eight through. Washington could be at 8, right? Unless
where's UCLA?
I mean, we got to talk. UCLA, Northwestern's won 4 straight games.
I can't give them 8. Northwestern, that's too high.
Minnesota. Beat Nebraska. They're 5-2.
Can you make a case for Minnesota at 8 over Washington?
I listen to a case.
No, I can't.
No, I'm going Washington.
Washington's 8.
Okay.
Hey, we're okay,
now it's getting
good.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right now we have 9 through 14 unaccounted for. We're trying to get that middle.
Okay, so out of that middle, bottom. So what, 9's up next?
9's yep. next.
I would say of those teams that are remaining, the team I wouldn't want to play would be UCLA.
UCLA.
I do not want to play UCLA right now, real bad.
And I think you have to put Nebraska 10 then.
Yes. Ahead of Minnesota, just beat them 24-6.
You got to put Minnesota the same record. 10.
There we go.
And you got to put Nebraska.
Wait, we said UCLA's 9?
UCLA 9.
Wow, yeah. Think about that for a second.
Minnesota 10, Nebraska
11.
11.
Yep.
Yep, Nebraska took a dive. Now we got to get 12. 13.
Northwestern's got to be here pretty soon.
12.
Yep. And Northwestern has to be above Penn State.
Yes.
Just beat
yep.
13.
So,
Penn State.
So we're going 12 Northwestern.
Yep.
We're missing for 14.
13 Penn State. Now 14 is the magic one.
Maryland.
Maryland. I think we're kind perfect. Of,
okay, Maryland's at 14?
Yeah.
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 About right?
Yeah. I think
we nailed it again.
So stuck the landing.
Wait, 13 was who again? Remind me.
13 is PSU.
Got it. Penn State.
Okay. Steve, please go through the list again. Okay. Let's go bottom up.
Big Ten bottom power up. Rankings.
Bottom up. Woohoo. Okay, we're going bottom
Listen
up.
Listen up. Breakers, lock in.
Yep. Wisconsin, 18.
Okay. Easily.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Not even
Wisconsin's
close.
Wisconsin's 18.
That's amazing.
Storyline.
A distant last place.
Michigan State, 17.
Accurate.
Just
shocking, but they look horrible.
Right. Just not good. Purdue, 16.
Agreed.
Barry Odom's made some progress, but not a ton.
Not a much. They didn't score last week.
Rutgers, 15.
Got yes. pounded by Oregon.
Yeah. I mean, not
Oregon
even
went just out there, jackhammered. Oregon, you know what Oregon had for offense? 750 yards. They flew 6 hours. And went 750.
Yeah, they went 750.
Let pause there for a second. How about Oregon passing 335 through the air, 415 on the ground, on 37 carries. They averaged 11.2 yards a carry.
Rutgers is bad defensively. I mean, they've been bad. Not just that game.
Yeah. They've been bad all year.
Yeah.
Minnesota
Rutgers at
30-something on them.
Okay, at 15. Maryland at 14.
The fade has begun at Maryland.
The Maryland fade.
It happens every year. And they haven't been ugly. I mean, they lose close to Washington. Nebraska was close. And, of course, they lose by a last-second field goal against UCLA. They're not getting blown out. They can't win anymore.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
It's over now for them.
It's the rules.
Penn State, 13.
Thank you.
Northwestern, 12.
Solid.
You like David Braun. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Nebraska, 11. Just a big dip.
They
just
went from 6th to 11th last year.
Just got,
I don't know how else you have it.
You
got
to do it. Minnesota 10. Minnesota 10. UCLA 9. A long time, we thought UCLA would be the worst team.
They were last.
No, they're going to Indiana this week. Big underdogs. We'll
last,
see if they can push
they went
them.
From last. Even that game. So if that game ends up 35-19, you're going, that's pretty good job.
Okay, that's not bad.
Pretty good job.
Washington 8. Disappointing game at Michigan, I thought.
Yes.
Damon Williams threw two bad picks that hurt him. Yep.
I wonder if there's any distractions there. That's a big Ooh. Name. Jed Fish is a big name at Florida.
Okay.
Big name at Florida.
Is Fish big name at Florida?
Big name at Florida.
I love Fish, by the way.
Yeah.
I do.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, Jed Fish is good. Iowa, 7.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
USC, 6. USC is a conundrum. I mean, they got problems there, Bill. I mean.
It was weird. Remember I said. I said from the get-go, not good up front.
No.
Especially on D-line, not good.
No, but then you nailed that.
But then they played pretty decent against Michigan.
I know, but
they
Notre Dame.
They didn't play well against Notre Dame.
Jake, Notre Dame had 182 yards rushing at halftime.
It's not great. And it still was a game, though. USC was in the game at that point still.
Right. They took the lead in the third quarter.
They did.
Michigan, kind of a roller coaster 5.
Yep.
Roller coaster.
Yep.
Illinois, roller coaster 4. Kind of by default, right?
Yeah.
A little bit. The whole issue as you look at this is like there's three teams, and that's about it.
Yeah, the top three is clear. Beyond that,
pretty top heavy.
A lot of arguments can be had.
Oregon 3.
Yep.
Google me 2. Knocking on Ohio State's rear end.
Number 2 overall in the country.
Yeah. I mean, if Indiana and Ohio State play on it, Ohio State's 1. If they play on a neutral, I don't know. That's a low-scoring game, and Indiana might be able to pull that off. Seriously.
And the chance of it happening right now, the odds of them both finishing 12-0 and they go to Indy has to be
extremely high.
And what a game. And what a game that would be.
Should we go?
I'd like to go.
The stool maybe should go.
Go.
I'm serious.
Breakers, chime in. Would you like us to be at the game?
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes.
Could we even do
that, I'd like to meet Kurt Cignetti. I want to meet him.
I would.
Would Jake get to meet him at that point?
He'd be 23-2 in Indiana.
Would you get to meet him?
I'd like to have the chance to meet Kurt Cignetti.
I'd love to see you raise your hand like that.
Just want to shake his hand. Jake, you're doing awesome.
Jake Sorensen, 93.7, the ticket.
I would love that. No question. Just want to meet you.
Just want to quit. Yeah.
I just like to shake your hand.
Just shake your hand. And
that's all I want
to
do.
And that's it. That wraps it up. And also, with any chance you might go to the Dolphins?
We could use you in Miami.
Oh, God. He's not going there. No. He's locked in.
That's great. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for Indiana. I'm happy for Kurt Cignetti.
Yeah.
I just want to meet him.
Yeah. Anyway, there's the rankings.
He'd be 23-2 at that point in Indiana.
I think our rankings are solid.
I think that was pretty good today.
They're solid.
Yeah. No pushback.
How about the change? At one point in time, UCLA was 18th, and now they're 9th.
Tim Skipper.
I mean,
everyone says Neuheisel. I'm saying Tim Skipper. You get your flowers today, man.
I'm with you on that.
I'm 100% with you.
He is the one. Yeah. Also, and he made the change to get rid of the coordinator, and then the next week the offensive coordinator, and they have changed dramatically.
By the way, regarding us going to Indiana, Ohio State, Sean says, "Come on, Sip's not going." We know that.
That's true. Yeah, that love says. Yeah, we might do that. I love when you say. I might go out to that. I might stop by there.
Well, if the stool went, I could go. If Nebraska's not in it. I don't. I could still do my duties from.
Sure.
We'd
have a lot of fun
from Indianapolis.
When does it go to Vegas?
Wait a second.
When is it in Vegas?
Wait a second. That game is in Indianapolis.
Yes. Yeah. So how far is?
We
it
just
from
have to be careful downtown, Sanchez. Yeah.
How far? I'm telling you right now.
Sanchez.
If I'm in my hotel room and Jake texts me, Sip just got stabbed.
He's walking down the street. He's bleeding.
He's bleeding. That's what happened. He's in the back alley behind the hotel. He got stabbed. That would be.
I just texted.
He texted me.
I think that'd be a phone. His
Rohrbach shirt's covered in blood.
He's got. He said, Jake, meet me down in the lobby.
Immediately.
Meet me in the lobby immediately.
Do you have a backup shirt you can use for the time being?
All of a sudden, I'm driving Simple to the ER.
What happened?
He's in trouble.
What happened? I don't know.
God.
That story's kind of went quiet on what happened.
It did go. It's gone
not
crickets.
Much like nothing. Like just
right.
let it go away.
You're
let
right.
it go away.
It did.
Crickets. When we come back, it's time for the Week 7 NFL winners and losers is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.